BBC News with David Harper. President Trump has urged other countries to send warships to secure the Strait of Hormuz, which Iran has largely blocked, driving up global energy prices. Mr. Trump said he hoped countries, including China and Britain, would help the United States keep the strait open. Here's our defence correspondent, Jonathan Beale.
At the moment, there are no US warships escorting any of these tankers through the Strait of Hormuz. And I think that's in part because it is so dangerous. Yes, America's been targeting Iran's missile drone capabilities, mining capabilities for the last few days, but it still clearly has some. I don't think you're going to get countries putting up their hand to volunteer putting warships in harm's way when the Americans are not doing it. Certainly, President Macron of France has signalled it could happen when the fighting subsides. But at the moment, you can't see it happening.
Iran has issued an evacuation warning for three major ports in the United Arab Emirates, accusing the country of allowing the United States to use its facilities to launch strikes on Haag Island, from which most of Iran's oil exports are shipped. The evacuation threat was issued for the ports in Abu Dhabi, Dubai and Fujairah. Our security correspondent Frank Gardner is in the Saudi capital, Riyadh.
By targeting Iran's Kharg Island, the US military has hit Iran's key oil export terminal. Meanwhile, Iran remains defiant. It continues to launch drones and missiles at its Arab neighbours. It's threatened to expand its targeting to hit petrochemical facilities in several countries. Iran is playing the long game. The Trump administration clearly isn't done yet with this war. But that's exactly what his supporters back in the US voted for him not to do. Without a quick and clear resolution to this war, it's their patience that may run out first.
Reports from Iran say at least 15 people have been killed in a missile attack in the central city of Esfahan. The Fars news agency said the casualties were factory workers. As the United States and Iran continue to launch strikes, there are also reports of renewed attacks in the capital, Tehran. Residents in the city have told the BBC they heard explosions late on Saturday night. Three more Iranian women footballers in Australia who sought asylum there last week have now decided to return to their country. Australia granted humanitarian visas to seven Iranian footballers who sought asylum last week, saying they feared persecution if they returned home after they failed to sing the national anthem at a Women's Asian Cup match. Katie Watson reports from Sydney.
The news that three more women have given up their humanitarian visas is of huge concern to activists here, several of whom had been in contact personally with the players and helped them seek asylum last week. According to the Immigration Minister, Tony Burke, once they decided to leave, the women were then given several opportunities to talk about their options, but admitted that while the government did everything they could to give the women a chance to stay here, they couldn't remove the context in which the players were making these decisions.
World News from the BBC. North Korea has test-fired a multiple rocket launcher system capable of carrying nuclear warheads as South Korea and the United States conduct a major joint military exercise. Kim Jong-un and his daughter Kim Ju-ae oversaw the test of the multiple rocket launcher system, which has a range of more than 400 kilometres. Cuba's president has said he understands public frustration after protesters, angry at fuel and food shortages, ransacked a Communist Party office. Miguel Díaz-Canel condemned the violence in the city of Morón and said there would be no impunity for vandalism. But he accused the United States of cruelly intensifying the problem by imposing an oil blockade. The US has cut off Venezuelan oil shipments to Cuba and has threatened to impose tariffs on any country that sells oil to the island. Phil Campbell, the guitarist for the British heavy metal band Motorhead, has died aged 64. He joined the group in the mid-1980s, playing hits like Ace of Spades to fans around the world. Campbell's family said he'd spent a long period in intensive care after undergoing a major operation. In rugby, France have won a second successive Six Nations competition in thrilling fashion, beating England with a penalty at the death to claim the title in the final game of the tournament. Jane Dougal describes the final moments of the match in Paris.
With just a few minutes to go, England were trailing, they were losing, when Tommy Freeman found a gap to score a stunning try. Marcus Smith kicked the conversion. That gave England the lead. Celebrations from the fans in the stands. They thought they had done it. They were 1 point ahead. But then, in the dying moments, France were awarded a penalty. And Thomas Ramos, known for being the best kicker in the world, kicked to take 3 points and win the match. And that gives France the Six Nations title. Cue massive celebrations from the stands in the Stade de France.
Jane Dougal reporting. BBC News.